Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What do you think, Moneypenny? I'm not going to sound any different wearing my mask, am I?
Neither am I.
Holy cow. So it is voluntarily recommended by President Trump that you wear a mask when you go out. As somebody pointed out earlier, what's this going to do to all the local laws about, you know, making it illegal to wear a mask, especially after we had all the Antifa rioters out there in Portland and some in Seattle as well doing their thing with their masks on. So I guess, Moneypenny, during the next break, I'll have to put on my N95 Black Ops mask. That's a holdover from the old days.
Should we clarify what kind of masks?
No.
Halloween masks work too?
No, I don't think he was suggesting.
Hey, he didn't
say
what kind.
Darth Vader masks. Or I think he is referring to the N95 mask or something homemade or a scarf, bandana. Whatever you feel, whatever the mood strikes you for, go ahead and wear a mask when you're outdoors. Holy cow. So I'll take a picture here during the next break, and we can put that up on my Facebook page so you can see what my Black Ops mask looks like. Great to have you along. Here we go into the fourth and final hour for the week here in the Bobby Mac Show, the Friday edition, the All Skate, the Free for All. And you are invited to join me because all topics are welcomed for today. 800-347-1063 is the Ingalls Advantage talk line number. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. And you might find this interesting, since I was in line in the grocery store today and suddenly realized the line I was in was for people to get to the toilet paper aisle. And I thought I was just trying to be in the checkout line. This was from Investors Business Watch. Is that the site, I think? What everyone's getting wrong about the TP shortage. It isn't really about hoarding, and there isn't an easy fix. Oh, great. Thanks a lot. Bottom line, there are separate consumer and office TP supply chains, and now that everybody's working and going at home, the consumer chain is overstressed and the office one is, well, backed up. In short, the toilet paper industry is split into two largely separate markets, commercial and consumer. The pandemic has shifted the lion's share of demand to the latter. People actually do need to buy significantly more toilet paper during the pandemic, not because they're making more trips to the bathroom, but because they're making more of them in their homes. With some 75% of the U.S. population under stay-at-home orders, Americans are no longer using the restrooms at their workplace, in schools, at restaurants, hotels, or in airports. Georgia Pacific, a leading TP manufacturer based in Atlanta, estimates that the average household will use 40% more TP than usual if all of its members are staying home around the clock. That's a huge leap in demand for a product whose supply chain is predicated on the assumption that demand is essentially constant. It's one that won't fully subside even when people stop hoarding or panic buying. So, there you go. As Paul Harvey used to say, now you know the rest of the story. Moneypenny, where am I beginning here in this hour? Gotcha. Paul is in Greenville, wants to talk about the Wuhan flu. Welcome to the program, Paul, and hope you have a good weekend ahead here.
Oh, thank you. You too, Bob. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Oh, you know, it's a funny, I was watching this commercial, you talking about TP, and they were selling these little, you know, bidets you could attach to your toilet so you wouldn't have to use toilet paper.
Okay.
And I said, well, I guess that'd be one solution. But anyway, I want to just give a shout-out to the truckers because they're the real heroes right now.
You bet.
You know, because if it wasn't for them, we'd really have a shortage. And, you know, they're kind of suffering now, too, because they don't have the usual facilities at their disposal.
Correct.
Because a lot of places are closed down and bathrooms are closed down and stuff. And also, a lot of them are just staying in their trucks, not even going home because, you know, in case they get it, they don't want to expose it to their families.
Understood. And while we're doing kudos, let's not forget all the medical professionals who are out there. Many of them, I guess, are working 24-hour days. And also the folks that are working in the grocery stores, because trying to herd everybody through there and do it in some sane fashion, I'm sure has presented all kinds of new challenges for them as well. And we appreciate their being there.
Yes, sir. And you know, that $2.2 trillion stimulus package,
right?
Or you want to, whatever you want to call it, instead of that, I believe it's my understanding the bulk of that's going to be going to the big corporation and the bankers, you know, kind of like back in 2008. And do you remember in 2008 when they were trying to pass it? I believe it was around a $700 billion bailout, you know,
right,
for the bankers. And the Congress voted it down the first time, and they said they had millions of phone calls calling in saying, don't pass this thing. And so then the Treasury Secretary, I think it was Paulson, Hank Paulson was worth about $700 million back then. He and his buddies got together, and they got it shoved through Congress like 2 weeks later to give them this package. But anyway, now with this COVID-19 virus, of course, they scared the public enough to where they didn't even say anything in regards to not voting for this $2.2 trillion package.
Yeah, one congressman from Kentucky voted against it. One Republican congressman from Kentucky.
Yeah, that's sad. I bet if Ron Paul was still, he would have voted against it too. But anyway, I just want to say, you know, you talking about the hospital workers and the truckers,
yeah,
and grocery store workers. You know, if they want to give money, instead of giving money to all these banks that get into risky loans and then they get in trouble. See, the problem is they make all this terrible loans and they're like riding on the edge, you know. So any little thing, any little hiccup in the economy, you know, that wipes them out, and then we got to bail them out again. So I say instead of bailing them out, give these hard workers, these people going the extra miles, like the truckers and hospital workers and them, give them a nice raise, you know?
Yeah, well, and there is, thank you, Paul, I appreciate it. There is a substantial difference between what was done in 08 and what is being done now. You remember Obama talking about shovel-ready jobs, and we got a few new stoplights and a few new stop signs, and the United Auto Workers, amongst others, had their pension fund bailed out as a result of that. At least this time, a substantial amount of the money will be making its way into the hands of American citizens. You got to take I'm sorry, what's that, Moneypenny?
He was saying that he wanted to get bonuses to the people on the front lines.
Yeah.
Ingalls put out a presser last week that said their full and part-time people that were hired before the beginning of March each will get a bonus.
Nice. And that's as it should be, because they're having to go above and beyond these days. And I saw that some other chains as well are giving increases in the hourly rate to their hourly employees and other considerations like that. Quarter after six here on the Bobby Mac Show. We go right back to the phones when I come back on the other side. Friday Free for All rolls on here in the bonus hour on WORD.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back. Great to have you along here on this gorgeous Friday afternoon. 6:19 now here on the Bobby Mac Show. In on the text line where I have no hope, unfortunately, of ever been getting caught up. Hey, Bobby, I am Cajun, and that hand sanitizer wouldn't work for me. I wouldn't be able to quit licking my hands. Gotcha. And they're not kidding down there. Those Kunais. And you know what I'm saying. Can't say it on the radio, but Kunais. Bobby, Ingalls employees got a $300 bonus. Nice. Bobby, our company just made its first batch of hand sanitizer. We're starting with 10,000 gallons a day, and we'll be moving up from there. Thank you. We appreciate that. Bobby, I take two sheets, fold it into thirds, wipe three times after folding in half each time. A roll can last me a month. Hashtag Navy instructions. Maybe in the category of TMI, but then again, you know, been there, done that. About the TP, hey, Bobby, don't forget to mention the people who get their home TP from work. Uh-oh. Bobby, guess what? You can still launch your boat on Lake Hartwell. You just have to use a Corps of Engineers landing. It's federal land. There are more than 30 of them. Interesting. Bobby, my husband thinks he had COVID-19 in December. Great show, Bob, from Barbara. Thank you, Barbara. Appreciate that. Bobby, do you know somebody who thinks they had the Wuhan virus in the past few months? Can they be tested to see if they have antibodies that may be usable? Yeah, they are working on that. That is in the works, as they say. To the phones we go. Let me see. Scarlett is next up. She is in Pickens. Hi, Scarlett. Happy Friday. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Bob. I want to start off by questioning some of the forecasts we've seen in the last few weeks. One is that millions or hundreds upon thousands of people are going to die. Mm-hmm. However, we all have to remember that we're really only testing the people with the absolute worst symptoms, but there's thousands more that have had it, thought it was the flu, they got over it, it wasn't a problem, and they were never tested. This will skew the death rate.
Yeah, we are working with data that has no firm baseline.
Yes, this is very true. But we are also entering the worst period, and the Trump administration says that using these high what-ifs forecasts, like 2 million are going to die, to get everyone to take this whole thing seriously. However, we must remember we don't have a vaccine, so our best tools will be good hand hygiene and social distancing. However, Trump's message is a good one, and we should follow these directives.
Yeah, I would agree. Thank you, Scarlett. And it's important to remember as well that it's difficult for us to get a handle on this. I don't think Dr. Birx has been guilty of this, but certainly Dr. Fauci has, a bouncing back and forth like a yo-yo with these predictions based on these computer models. Let's head to Quentin next and bring in Toby here on the Friday Free for All. Hi, Toby, and welcome to the show.
How about a big Bob? You like being in the bunker all this month?
I'll tell you what, I am hermetically sealed here at Stately McLean Manor and safely ensconced in the same breath.
Well, that's great. Is Miss Megan enjoying her internet fame?
She is. Miss Megan, in fact, was scratching at the door earlier in the program in an attempt to breach the hermetically sealed studio. She can come in every so often, and she likes to nap at my feet, as many dogs do.
I'm not going there. Sort of a question comment thing. The guy that from Kentucky was, commenting about, the voting of the bill, which
right.
I think he had a good idea. Now, logistically, trying to get people there to vote without catching this thing and voting. But, I mean, Trump ought to realize, it would be a sort of a good idea to try to do that, because later on down the road when it comes to the election and all the people that voted that you don't know who voted because there's no record of it, it's going to come back. Well, I feel like it might bite him in the rear end about, like, look how much money he spent. And, and there's no record of how much pork Democrats have put in there. And that's why I wish he'd probably said, well, let's take a couple of days, look at this thing, and get rid of all the pork and pay what we actually need to give the people, or what we actually need, not pay all these little, frills and stupid stuff that they wanted to put in there just to get it passed.
Pelosi has already suggested in the next one, they put in a provision to have everybody vote by mail. And knowing the Democrats' propensity for ballot harvesting and all the rest, I can see why she's pushing that.
Because I feel like they've doing this thing just like they did one of the past wars we had. They just hurry up and go to war. I mean, pass all this stuff, because they went in such a panic and got so scared, they just went off the beam about it. And then when they found out, it wasn't as bad as they thought it would be, well, then they got in a big old hole then.
Well, and they're still saying it's going to be bad. I mean, they vacillate back and forth. First, it was going to be the worst thing ever, like the Black Plague. Then Dr. Fauci said, well, maybe it's just like a bad case of the flu. And now they're back to, the next 2 weeks are going to be horrific and what have you. But your point's well made. Thank you, Toby. I appreciate the call. Your point's well made. You act in haste. You can repent at leisure. Let's go to Boiling Springs next and bring in Kim here on the Bobby Mac Show. Hi, Kim, and welcome to the program.
Hi, Bobby. Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure.
I have a neighbor who works at Walmart, and she is very concerned and very frustrated because she is on the front lines there at Walmart, and she said individuals are coming in there. For example, if she's putting out fruit, they're still all over the top of her while she's trying to put it out. There's also no personal protective equipment for them to be using at Walmart. So she's very frustrated as a frontline worker at Walmart, and also being told, if you're out, I don't know exactly how all it works at Walmart, but you get docked a point, and then it affects whether you get fired and that kind of thing. And she said there's not been any flexibility related to that. And if you are suspected and get tested, then you got to be quarantined for 14 days. And then she's out of work for 14 days. And if it's not COVID-19, then she's up the creek. So right. they're in a hard spot, too. I mean, I know that our hospitals and all are, but definitely your grocery stores, your Walmarts, and your places trying to stay open for people to get food and supplies and things. Us as the public are not being as careful as we should when we're interacting with these people. So we're not being fair to them either.
Yeah, that's an excellent point. In fact, in that regard, Walmart announced this afternoon they are now going to be going forward, I guess. I don't know if this is effective tomorrow or effective immediately. Walmart has a new policy where they will be limiting the number of customers that can be in their store at any one time. So hopefully that will alleviate some of those problems anyway.
Well, I saw that, but at the same time, we as the customer have to be mindful when we're in there around those employees to use common sense and follow those guidelines. Don't put them at risk because they're trying to do a job for us.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm glad you made that point, because it is incumbent on the customers to make sure that we're not endangering the people who are there, keeping the stores open so we can get what we need. Thanks a lot for making that point, Kim. Appreciate it. Ray is in Taylor's. Let me quickly get him in here before the news. Hi, Ray, and welcome to the Bobby Mack Show.
How are things at the stately McLean Manor there?
So Bob? Far, so good, I'm happy to report.
Yeah, that's good. People ask me how I'm doing. I say okay until they tell me different.
Yeah, there
so
you go.
I just take it day to day. But I know I might be touching a little bit on some conspiracy theories here, but there's so many things that have just happened that are just seem to me not coincidental.
Right.
Like the thing with Russia, then the impeachment, and then all this other. And I think somebody sat down and did a probability analysis of how many people would get it, how many people could possibly die from it.
Right.
But just think how much China has to gain. Just watch Russia negotiating now with Saudi Arabia. Watch
yep.
how these people who have claimed to be our friends and we've helped out, such as China, now saying, well, we might decide to cut off your medical supplies. And I think there are a lot of folks here that want to make an outcome. The outcome would be favorable to those countries, and it would be very easy to wreck our economy. It would be very easy to stop people from going to a voting booth. It'd be very stop. You know, there's so many things involved here. I would hate to think that anyone would unleash something like this just for that. But they know they can't beat Trump. They know
well,
they can't beat.
And would I put it past Communist China?
No.
To certainly not. I don't. Frankly, I mean, you know, Ronald Reagan described the former Soviet Union as the evil empire. I guarantee you, the CCP empire is 10 times the
oh,
evil empire of the
oh,
former Soviet Union. I've shared the other day, and this is not a conspiracy theory. This was a speech from the guy who was the head of the Chinese military who talked about this very kind of thing. So if they're speculating about it, how much of a leap is it to actually implementing
well,
something
know,
like this?
You know what? We might be to them like a pine tree leaning in the wind.
Yeah.
They see how much destruction's been done within the U.S., not the United States already, and they're coming up to shove at the base of the tree.
Yeah,
I mean,
I would hate to think that human beings would do that to each other, but understanding the tyranny that exists in communist China, I don't put anything past them. Thank you for the call, Ray. I appreciate it. 6:31 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Little Annie is ready to go in the news center, and then I'm right back with the last half of the bonus hour here on Friday on WORD.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yeah. Welcome back. 6:38 now, 22 before 7 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Moneypenny has done a little composite on the 106.3 WORD Facebook page following the CDC recommendation and from President Trump that the voluntary suggestion that we wear face masks. We all donned ours. Moneypenny is wearing one that Moneypenny, is that one your mom made? Is that right?
My aunt made them.
Your aunt, gotcha. And little Annie, is that one of the ones that she constructed also?
Yep, that's the one I made.
Yeah, that's pretty. And I am wearing my Black Ops mask from a previous lifetime. By the way, I added a comment to mine. Which is, they're also, all three pictures are posted individually as well. The comment I posted on mine was, give me the money and no one gets hurt. So, to the phones we go. Let's go to Clinton next and bring in Robert here on the Bobby Mac Show. Hi, Robert, and welcome to the program, sir.
Hey there, Bob. Hey, listen, I wanted to ask you something.
Yeah.
What is your spin so far on the situation down here in Lawrence County with Chastain getting back in the race?
Very curious.
For sure.
You know, it seems to me this is an individual whose own actions would have precluded any kind of political advancement in perpetuity.
If not jail time.
Yeah.
In a lot of cases. Well, apparently he was not going to run, but his best deputy, who left immediately after Don Reynolds took office, Ted Richardson, is also running. Now, Chastain said he wasn't going to run. He was going to support Richardson. But now it's pretty obvious that they're hoping they'll split the vote and that'll somehow or another, one of them will then just drop out and give the other one the sheriff.
Yeah.
But Ted Richardson was quoted as saying that he wants to be a community sheriff, but he doesn't want to terrorize the people. Well, the only ones that are terrorized are the thugs and the criminal set down here in Lawrence County that don't want nobody to tell them what to do.
Right.
And that includes running drugs. And that is or you, a lot of people in the region might say, well, that doesn't affect me. We just laugh at Lawrence. No. Lawrence was a drug superhighway back even before Chastain. And so that affects Spartanburg, Greenville, Union, Newberry, Abbeville, Greenwood, and Anderson.
Yeah, well, and, you got 385 and 26, and then you got right up the road, you know, you've got Atlanta and Charlotte and points beyond.
So, exactly. So what this tells me, and I need to find out, well, we need to find out, who is the money that's actually putting up billboards for this Richardson guy? Spending 3-1 on signs against Sheriff Don.
Yeah.
And who are these people? And what connections are they? Because I can tell you the biggest thing that sheriff deputies didn't have under Chastain, the one piece of equipment, was a writing pen, because a lot of crime did not get documented. Therefore, it didn't happen.
Yeah.
And so we cannot go back to that. And I will tell you, I'll make a promise, we won't go back to that.
I gotcha. Yeah. And the other, I guess, ancillary issue to this is, when are we going to have elections, and what are they going to look like?
Exactly. So one thing is, a lot of people talk about Don Reynolds and his record way back when he wasn't sheriff.
Yeah.
I'm concerned about what Chastain did while in office that had nothing to do with his girlfriend.
Right.
I don't care what he did with her. But it proves he had his mind on everything other than law enforcement and going after crime. Anyway,
well,
you have a great weekend, Bob.
Thank you, Robert. I appreciate it. And your point's well made that in a lot of these instances, we can see with an accumulation of a certain amount of power, you develop a little fiefdom there, and things expand from there. I saw this story today, too, and I thought this was curious because, you know, the larger speculation in the conspiracy theory circles is that this is phase one from our friends in Beijing, and that phase two might be, who knows, some other more destructive kind of virus or military action in the South China Sea, and we've already seen the Chinese flexing their muscles over there. So essentially, we're talking about, you know, entry-level stuff prompting World War III or something. But I never thought that if we were headed for this kind of showdown, that it would begin in the Caribbean. With this headline, Venezuelan Navy vessel sinks after ramming cruise ship. I will share that story with you. But first, time to go into the back stacks of wax and recycle another of our quarantunes. This is one of the early ones that I put together for the Bobby Mac semi-professional players. With apologies to Dexy's Midnight Runners and their song, Come On Eileen, which we reworked into COVID-19. Hammer it up.
So bad at first, but now it hurts. My kids are driving me loco. Have to stay inside. No games on, this is so wrong. I'm home.
So hold up.
You're home.
So hold up.
Seems like it has been forever.
COVID-19.
Wuhan fluid comes for you right now.
Aye, aye, aye.
It's not scurvy, it's COVID-19.
Ah, yes. Some of my best lyric work. Well, not exactly. Our Quarantunes recycled tune for today. 646 here in the Bobby Mack Show. Texter says, hey, Bobby, how about the professional, semi-professional players working on the Temptations from the 70s? I can't get next to you. Take that one under advisement. Appreciate the suggestion. See you right back here on the Bobby Mack Show as we get ready to close up shop here on Friday.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back. Great to have you along. We are in the closing minutes of the Friday free-for-all here on the program. Here is the story that I shared the headline with a few minutes ago. I was mentioning that, you know, if we were looking for where World War III was going to begin, maybe the South China Sea might be a place to start looking, but I certainly never suspected the Caribbean. Get this. A Venezuelan Navy coastal patrol boat sank in the Caribbean, or Caribbean as you prefer, after allegedly ramming a cruise ship that it had ordered to change direction. The owners of the Portuguese-flagged RCGS Resolute said the naval vessel, named the Naguata, also fired shots in an act of aggression in international waters. The collision left the cruise ship, which has a reinforced hull for sailing icy waters and is a double hull, with only minor damage. Venezuela accused the Resolute of an act of aggression and piracy. Arg. It also said it did not rule out that the cruise ship was transporting mercenaries to attack military bases in Venezuela. The wacko guy socialist president down there, Maduro, has previously accused the United States and other countries of plotting to overthrow him, as are many of his own people. The incident took place near La Tortuga Island, a Venezuelan federal dependency, on March 30. Columbia Cruise Services, which operates the Resolute, said the cruise ship had been carrying out routine engine maintenance in international waters more than 13 nautical miles, or 24 clicks, from La Tortuga. A statement from the Hamburg-based company said that shortly after midnight, the Naguata radioed the Resolute, questioning its intentions, ordering the captain to follow it to a port on Isla Margarita to the east. While the master was in contact with the head office, gunshots were fired, and shortly thereafter, the Navy vessel approached the starboard side at speed and purposely collided with the Resolute. The Navy vessel continued to ram the starboard bow in an apparent attempt to turn the ship towards Venezuelan territorial waters, and the Venezuela ship ended up sinking as a result. Holy cow. So I guess Venezuela is going to have to start manufacturing glass-bottom boats so they can review their Navy. 8 before 7 o'clock. Let's get John in Greenville in here quickly. Hi, John, and welcome to the Bobby Mack Show.
How you doing, Bobby?
Good, thank you.
I was just curious if you heard about the empty hospitals theory.
No. What specifically?
Well, you might be able to tell. I'm from New York. I've lived here for about 2 years, and I got friends that work in hospitals in New York.
Right.
They've been telling me that the hospitals are empty.
Interesting.
They're not overwhelmed. There's nothing going on. There's people just standing around doing nothing.
You know, that is curious, John, because did you hear about the incident the other night where CBS Evening News showed some footage from a hospital that purported to show how they were overwhelmed with COVID-19 cases? And then it turned out somebody did a little fact-checking on it, and it turns out the video they were showing that they purported to be from New York was actually from a hospital in Italy.
I've heard that, yes.
Yeah. And I'm not talking little Italy. I'm talking the real thing.
Oh, I know the difference. I've been to little Italy numerous times. I never made it to Italy, the real Italy, actually.
It's curious because somebody early on in the program, also from New York, was speculating about Cuomo playing fast and loose with the number of deaths, which would go hand in hand with the supposedly overwhelmed hospitals, right?
Well, I definitely think someone's playing games. I'm also a retired detective from New York, and I've seen interviews from on Veritas where they're interviewing NYPD guys.
Right.
And they're saying there's nothing going on, or they haven't even seen any cases. They don't know what they're talking about. And a couple of the cops even said the same thing. They think it's all Cuomo trying to dip into the stimulus money.
Wow. Well, I don't for a minute discount these reports. I suspect that there are a lot of people that are trying to game this thing to their own advantage. Thank you, John, and thank you for your service with NYPD. Appreciate the call. Good to have you here, sir. In on the text line, Bobby Mack, I agree with the guy from Lawrence. I grew up there, graduated in 77. Worst place in the upstate to raise a family because of the sheriff back then. We moved to Simpsonville in the early 80s and have not regretted it for a second. We are at that point in the program where I got to wrap things up for the week. We've been using Satchmo every day now to kind of be uplifting. Hope you have a terrific weekend. Stay safe. And we'll do it all over again beginning on Monday afternoon at 3, right after Rush. Here's Satchmo. God bless.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.